Hey guys, welcome to the very first Enlighten with Erica podcast. I'm going to be straight up with you guys. Starting this podcast, like I'm a little uncomfortable with it because I've never done this before and I really just want to be like off the cuff kind of thing. I don't want to rehearse it. I don't want to have like written down in front of me what I want to say. And so I did some recordings prior to this and I was just so nervous because I'm like striving for this idea of like, oh, how's it gonna sound? I want this to be like quote unquote perfect, that sort of thing. And then I just had to laugh at myself because that's the exact opposite of what I want this to be, because there is no such thing. Like, what is perfection? What is this idea of perfection? And so I created this podcast because I've shared so many different things on social media when it comes to healing, to letting go, to choosing love over fear, to recognizing the presence of our own ego that keeps us separated from God, the universe, our soul, that energy, your higher power, whatever it is that resonates with you. And just really learning how to connect with ourselves. But when I say connect with ourselves, I don't mean this idea of this human person, like me as Erica. I mean connecting to the real us. And the reason that so many of us have such a hard time here and go through so much suffering is because we're believing that we're something that we're not. And it has taken an extreme amount of suffering for me to get to this place of recognizing that. But the universe takes things away from you in order to make you realize that it's not you, that that's not you. You know, for me, I went through so many different things. I'm just going to give a few examples here. I'll go into it further in other podcasts, but you know, the universe, I want to say took drinking away from me, but the universe always gives you the option, and we have that free will to choose. You know, love asked me to stop drinking, and I knew that if I wanted to keep on the spiritual path that I was on, that was what I had to do. And so I followed that, and it was painful, but all of this pain wasn't real, but it was my own resistance to love. And that's the irony of it all. You know, all of this pain, all of this suffering, it's just our resistance to love. And it sounds so simple and so straightforward, but oh my gosh, we have with our minds turned it into such this complicated thing, but it's because of how we were raised and the beliefs that we carry and the values that we hold. And just there's so much in the way of love. But the good news is it's all inside of you. The bad news is it's all inside of you, right? And so I created this podcast and just to share on different topics to help recognize what's going on inside of you, to help you release that, to help you to understand how you can more deeply listen to the guidance of your higher power of love. You know, and I'll talk about anything you guys want. One of the things I'm definitely going to talk about is how my relationship with spirituality has shifted, because from when I was younger to when I was younger, I basically turned atheist and didn't believe in anything and completely relied on my own self-will, because what I was taught in church was that God was this wrathful, condemning, judgmental God, and that just didn't resonate with my heart. And so I disconnected from it because I thought, if that is God, like, I don't want anything to do with it. But then I went through a process about 5 years ago of reopening myself back up to that. But again, I'll get into that in a later podcast. I'm just here to share all the love with you guys, to help you recognize your own blocks to love and to release them and to begin to recognize the oneness in all things, the beauty in all things, the love in all things. And when I say love in all things, I mean even love for all of the things that have brought you to this moment that you have condemned up until this point. You know, I had some anger and some bitterness within me that for a long time I felt was completely justifiable. And the thought of forgiveness was just, you know, the situations were just, they weren't worthy of forgiveness. So I know what it's like to carry that weight and to want to let it go, but just feeling like, oh, well, they don't deserve for me to let that go. And that's the insanity of our ego. You know, just keeps us in this continuous, perpetual state of suffering by justifying its existence within us. So if you wanna join with me in releasing that, in recognizing that, in finding that little bit of courage within you to face all of that stuff, then I'm so grateful beyond words, because you know, words are just words, but when truth hits you, there's a feeling in that. And that's what really started to wake me up to the presence of love. I could feel it. Nothing around me showed me evidence of it being true, but I could feel it. So if you have this calling within you, if you feel something rising up with what I'm sharing with you, if you want to let go, if you want to open up, if you want to heal, then I am so excited for you, because your willingness to follow that guidance is all that you need. That's all that I've ever had. And it's all that I carry with me every single day, my willingness to be open, because I have to put my ego aside and recognize, I don't know. I don't know it all. The universe is this place that is beyond our own mental capacity to understand. And to really let go of the need to know everything, you know, and as I started at the beginning of this podcast, this idea that perfection is such a thing is just this insanity that keeps us, you know, striving for this unattainable goal that is nothing more than our ego's need to keep us in this hold of the belief that we are imperfect. So I thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I'm so excited to be on this journey with you guys and to share more with you soon. Bye for now.